Hey, remember those empty shelves in the early days of the pandemic? No flour, no yeast, no beans. Well, you've probably seen evidence on social media of all that hoarded flour and yeast getting baked into treats and sourdough bread, but NPR's Neda Ulubi wondered whether people actually ate all the beans they stockpiled.
Sales of dried beans went up nearly 70% this spring. Among the panicked bean buyers, a culinary scholar at Pomona College named Keila Wazana Tompkins.
I went out, I bought pounds of beans. I like put them proudly on my shelf, and then I just like rarely touched them.
Now Tompkins says she does not know what she was thinking.
I had the survival story in my head, and now I've got it on my shelf, and I actually don't think I'll use them till the actual end times.
That pains the proprietor of a high-end bean company called Rancho Gordo.
The thought of them sitting in a dark pantry makes me ill.
Steve Sando has been trying to fill the thousands of orders for beans he's gotten since February. Beans are everyday eating, and more to Luz Calvo, whose grandmother always had a pot of beans bubbling on the stove.
They're a way to honor our ancestors.
Calvo wrote a Mexican-American vegan cookbook with their partner, Catriona Reda Esquivel. While delicious and easy to cook, the two say beans might lack the Instagram charisma of a pillowy loaf of sourdough or chocolate marbled banana bread.
Maybe there's not the brag factor that the sourdough has.
Because you're like, oh, I conquered a pot of beans.
Bean sales have slowed, but they're still at least 30% higher than normal, according to food industry groups. Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo has a method for timing them that's perfect for quarantine. He's a movie lover, and he says, boil your beans for 15 minutes, turn them down, then turn on the movie All About Eve.
And at the point when she says, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night, that's when you add salt.
She, of course, is Betty Davis.
Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night.
And then when she says, funny business, a woman's career, you start checking because they're probably done.
Funny business, a woman's career.
But when it's time to eat, maybe turn on another classic, Casablanca.
But it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world.
Bon or bean appetit. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.